The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we're still in studio for at least one more day. Oh, there's one more after this. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, you know how to do that. Comment there. And Twitchers, get your comments in today and tomorrow, because we're going to be missing you guys for a while. It's a Thursday. What's going on, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Sean Payton, apparently.
Yeah.
The latest to get it.
Not the news you want to hear if you're Sean Payton.
Yeah, it's funny because apparently he was at Oaklawn Park for the big stakes race on Saturday. And there's no fans there, so he was just, I guess, I don't know if he owned part of the horse or something. For some reason, he got to go. But he wanted to come forward because he wanted to let people to know to listen to what everybody says about not going out after going to a race where there were hundreds of people.
Whoops.
So, yeah, and he doesn't sound like it's very serious. Are we going to have, like, every time somebody famous gets it now, this is going to be, like, huge news story from...
Yes.
You know, especially sports guys, right? Because
there's
nothing else happening. Okay.
You know, I would never wish... coronavirus on any NFL head coach. Nope, none of them. None.
What about a GM?
Nope, none of them either.
Really?
I don't want anybody to get the Rona.
Well, everybody's going to get it, so wishing doesn't do you any good.
Yeah.
So, and it sounds like he doesn't have that much in the way of symptoms, which, frankly, is what most of the people that you hear about are, because they're all young. And I mean, Peyton's not young, but like all the athletes you hear about, it's like, it's a little shortness of breath and a cough, and then they're fine. But,
And the world of sports, there's some changes going on.
Changes.
Todd Gurley, no longer an LA Ram.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of Texans fan reacting about, oh, well, why didn't they just keep Hopkins and sign Todd Gurley? I'm pretty sure there's no reason Todd Gurley would ever want to come here. But it does look stupid when you give up Hopkins and everything you gave up to get David Johnson when Todd Gurley becomes available. And for that matter, Melvin Gordon's still out there not getting a deal. Don't you think either one of those would be better options?
I would think so, but, you know, what are you going to do? What's done is done.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it's easy to react that way and say, oh, well, they should have waited and got Todd Gurley. But then Todd Gurley has to want to come here.
Right.
And it's just, and knowing what we keep hearing about Bill O'Brien, what makes you think he would? Although I guess he loves running backs.
True.
So... yeah, so that's it'll be interesting to see what happens with Gurley, and obviously the Rams have gotten themselves into kind of a cap mess, and
certainly, and they've tried to trade him, hadn't worked out.
Well, we talked a little bit about Melvin Gordon. You know who else is apparently not getting the offers he wants? Jadeveon Clowney. Latest story is he may return to the Seahawks on a short-term deal, which, you know, good for the Seahawks. I mean, they gave up an awful lot to get him.
Oh yes,
two special teamers and a third.
Oh, yes.
But I guess for some of these guys, there's just not the market out there that they thought there was going to be. And the Rams just outright releasing Gurley. Yeah, I'm surprised.
And Clay Matthews.
Yeah, well, That one's not as punitive financially. I mean, Gurley was only, in, what, 2 years into a massive deal.
And they, I mean, obviously it was a mistake signing, but they would have had to pay him $10.5 million more. Like, they would have had to pay him a $10.5 million bonus today.
Yeah.
So, I it's not.
I mean, a shrewd GM might have known that and waited to see what happened before they made some kind of really awful deal.
Well, again, now we understand why DeAndre Hopkins isn't here.
Why is that?
It's not because they wanted a running back. Well, you know? I mean, no. that had nothing to do with it.
No, no. And it's funny now that I'm seeing a lot of these media reports come out that are trying to make it look like it wasn't Bill O'Brien or that it was all DeAndre Hopkins wanting more money. And this is what Bill O'Brien's people do. They go out there and leak these stories to try to make it look, you know, try to turn it around and make it look like, oh, Hopkins wanted out because he wanted more money or, you know, things like that. It wasn't a personality thing. It was just a money thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bull bleep.
Right.
Don't believe it. And he's got good people out there that leak this stuff because they leak it to not responsible journalists. Let me rephrase that. But prominent journalists. And so it gets reported. So, yeah, it's just everything that happens with the other teams makes you look at the Texans and just go, what the bleep?
Right.
So, oh, Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Saw that.
I mean, if you thought the Red Sox were a contender, I think you can probably scratch that off the list now. I think most people had already done so. I think that's kind of makes it official.
Yeah, right? I was curious to see what they would look like once the season actually started, but the season's not starting anytime soon, so hell, baseball may be back about the time he is at this rate. So might as well go ahead and get it done. Saw a report on Twitter quoting an unnamed former Texan that he was telling players not to sign with Houston because of O'Brien. That doesn't shock me, and that's probably out there. To be fair, there's probably a lot of players, former players of former teams that tell people that.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, I had a horrible experience here. Don't go there. So, but would that shock anyone? No. Because it's O'Brien.
Do you see who is now the betting favorite to be the Patriots quarterback in 2021?
I did not.
You want to take a guess? Not 2020, 2021.
So probably Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
The odds-on favorite. How's that make you feel?
I'd feel better if Bill O'Brien were the odds-on favorite to be the coach of the Patriots.
Can you even imagine if that were to really happen? I mean, oh, God. Part of me wants it to happen for the radio, but then part of me would just be so sad about it. I don't know what I want. I'm so torn right now.
Man.
I mean, I've given up on the Texans ever being good. So, you know, losing Deshaun as a good player here, that won't surprise me. But him going to the Patriots, that might be more than my heart can take.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, from a radio perspective.
Oh, it's gold.
Of course.
It's gold.
That's assuming we're still alive in 2021, let's be honest. Or still doing radio by then. But, you know, it would be great for that. And I think it would finally be the thing that would get rid of Bill O'Brien, maybe, because you would definitely see some empty stadiums if that happened, finally. But, you know, that's, I can't even think of that. You think Bill Belichick will still be there in 2 years?
I don't know. I mean, it's possible. It's not like they're going to fire him.
No, but I mean, how much longer does he want to do this?
I
think he probably wants to go out and prove that he can win without Brady.
How this first season goes will tell you a lot.
Yeah.
If they go out there and they're 7-9 and miss the playoffs, I could see him walking away.
Yeah. Space Ghost wants to know, what are the odds Gurley has more yards than Johnson this year? Kind of need to see where he winds up. Because, I mean, I still think he'd be favored even if he winds up behind the worst offensive line in football. But I couldn't tell you how much until I see that.
Yeah.
So, 936, Fred, should DeAndre Hopkins call mybadexperience.com? That's probably not a bad plan. And it's probably not a bad plan for Texans fans either. But, yeah, it's you know, I mean, and this thing's kind of been beaten to death all week, but I just don't understand that there's nobody over there seems to care about the reaction other than for O'Brien's people to go try to leak stuff to make it look worse on Hopkins and better on O'Brien. And, you know, that statement that he released yesterday was just clearly hiding behind the plague is all it was, which is pretty embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks like the reason the Twitch won't be available is it looks like we'll be broadcasting from home starting Monday. Is that the plan? Or Tuesday? Or do we know yet?
The plan is I'm hopeful we'll be on Monday broadcasting from home.
Okay. But the good news is if for some reason there's a problem, the way traffic is right now, I can be here in 12 minutes.
Okay.
So, as I found out today, I did my usual leave 45 minutes before I needed to be here for some meetings, and then, 12 minutes. Got yeah. plenty of time. So, all right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780, ESPN, your number. Somebody was saying the Rams appear to be shopping Brandon Cooks, too. Has there ever been a guy get traded as much as him that gives you no off-field problems whatsoever?
Doesn't happen much.
I mean,
he's a good player. He keeps getting traded for first-round picks. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously a valuable dude.
Yeah, I mean, I get like Marcus Peters, kind of. But, I mean, those two guys, I think, are both really good players. And they just get traded all the time. And Cooks, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me. If the Pats win the Super Bowl without Brady or Brady wins without the Pats or both suck without each other, how does that affect the legacy of Brady Belichick? It doesn't. I think that legacy has been established no matter what happens
here. They won six Super Bowls together, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is Joe Montana to the Chiefs kind of stuff. It's squeezing a call, Richard. What's up? Hello, Richard.
Hello?
You're
hey,
on.
Hey, sports.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sports.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, man, I just want to tell y'all, I mean, with everything going on, I mean, I'm off of work. I'm stuck here with my sister's kids. And I get to sit out here and listening to the radio and listen to you guys talk. And it just, you're doing great. I am so happy that you still are giving some sort of relief in all this stuff. And I appreciate it. I just wanted you guys to know it. And, man.
Well, thanks, man.
Thanks so much for everything you're doing.
We appreciate you listening still, man. This is we're glad that we found a way to continue doing our broadcast without being here starting next week. So we're excited to keep doing the show and do our part to, you know, keep our asses quarantined too, because we're not trying to catch that Rona either.
No, and man, we appreciate you guys so much, and it's one of the things that makes this job fun is being able to. Yeah, because I know how much it sucks out there right now. I really do, for a lot of people. And I've been hearing from a lot of people. And it's just, you know, to try to be, you know, have some normalcy and just bash on Bill O'Brien, you know, if that can help take everybody's mind off the fact that they're going to be worried about where their next paycheck comes from. I mean, that's an amazingly stressful situation. And look, we're dealing with it, too. I mean, we're dealing with it here. There's no question that we've, you know, had to make some decisions. And it sucks. And we're all in it together, though. And I hope we all, you know, try to look out for each other as best we can, and that we all get through this, and that 6 months from now, we'll all be back to where we were and feeling pretty good about life. And I hope that's the case. And, you know, we're just here to get you there. So, I think, I do think I don't know how long this thing's going to go on. So I don't know how long we'll be at home. But, you know, guys get bored during the day. I mean, I'm probably going to do more Twitter than usual just because I think people are bored and sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
So, Muhammad said, at least Bill O'Brien took our minds off the virus situation. Kudos to him. He's his own virus, though. I mean, he really is. Kind of got into that yesterday.
Yeah, there's no word for it.
So, yeah, and at this point, I don't know what you could even do if you're. I just feel so bad for Texans fan. I mean, things suck out there right now. We all know that. And Texans fans just trying to hold on to anything. And then
the good news is there's bigger problems than how crappy your football team.
Yeah,
is.
Except, but for the people who love that team. I mean, this would have been a release for him to not trade Hopkins.
I'll tell you what, man. I was thinking about this today because obviously, like you said, there's business decisions being made everywhere right now and everybody's having to cut back. I told my wife today, I said, you know what? Go ahead and cut the cable bill so I won't have cable going forward.
Okay.
Or at least, I don't know. We'll see how it works
out.
Yeah,
you know what? That's a good idea because I really don't need DirecTV right now. I mean, I've got Netflix and Amazon, and that's actually a good idea.
So I cut cable. I cut Sirius in my truck. You know, there's just certain.
You're not going to really need that for a while.
I'm not going to be driving. So you start thinking about what's really important for you to spend your money on right now. And if the Texans are sending out season ticket renewals right now, they're trying to get you back in the fold. Boy, they're making that decision easier for you, aren't they? If you were borderline.
Yeah.
Especially in a time like this, where there's so much uncertainty about the economy going forward. Maybe they'll feel it. Maybe they'll feel a little backlash.
Yeah.
They've got this waiting list, the quote figure waiting list.
Which I'm not sure I buy the numbers that they throw out there.
But if some of the fans that are currently on season tickets get off of it, is that waiting list, are all those people on that waiting list at this point in the economy, you're going to be like, you know what? Yeah, that's a priority for me. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. And I do think it's one of those that people who might have been on the fence, they probably were on the fence regardless after that playoff performance. And this might have pushed them over. And I think there's a lot of people who, frankly, maybe they've been able to afford tickets that now it's like, hey, man, I don't know that I'm going to be able to afford tickets. What if I'm not working for a few months? So I'm kind of with you. It's funny. I was meeting with Mr. Gal today about some things, and we were talking about, it's like, what are you going to spend your money on? There's just not a lot to do right now. So in a way, that's probably when they're trying to send out all their stuff to say, hey, renew. And that's where you say, bite me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking part in this. But I don't know if people will do it. So 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds the Texans fail David Johnson's physical and get more out of Arizona like they did with the Dwayne Brown trade? Wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me at all. But, but they're not going to get Hopkins back.
No.
They'd probably get another draft pick, and maybe people wouldn't feel so bad about it. But...
Yeah, I stand by the most confusing thing in all of this, the way this whole thing has worked out, is when they went out and got Laremy Tunsil, they sold it as a win-now move.
Right. I'm okay with that move if that's the case.
But when the next two major deals your franchise makes are trading Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins for nothing... That's not win now maneuvers. And that's why you don't know what the Texans, what their plan is.
No, they don't
have
a
plan. Because I don't think they have one. Yeah.
No, I think it's O'Brien and Easterby sitting around and saying, hey, I think God wants us to do this. That sounds good to me.
Oh, boy.
That's what it is. Did you see this thing that Barry tweeted out right before the show started?
No.
About, there's some people out there that, you just want to say, hey, maybe the world's better off without you. But this millionaire televangelist who, Kenneth Copeland, are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
He's a lot of Jesus, right?
Yeah, he's the one. He's got a really crazy looking face.
Yeah, he does.
Like his forehead looks 20, and everything below the forehead looks 90. Like he's melting.
He told his viewers that even if they lose their jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak, they must continue giving to the church.
Oh, yeah. Don't you stop
Whatever
giving.
You do right now, don't stop tithing. You know what he looks like? He looks like, you know how they put old makeup on people in the movies to make them look? He looks like somebody put old man makeup on Glenn Davis.
Maybe. I always think when I see, I'll have to pull up this video, but I always think he looks like he's melting.
Yeah.
Like that's just the best way I could describe it.
Yeah, but it's on Barry's feet.
It looks like there's been extreme heat added to the lower half of his face, and he's just kind of like, have you remember that Paris Hilton movie, House of Wax?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's always funny when they do the old man makeup on people and you can tell and it looks really bad in a show. That's what this looks like. It's like they did that to Glenn Davis.
Well, it's also great when, you know, multimillionaires tell, you know, people, hey, when you lose your job, keep sending those checks.
Yeah.
Like, that should be your priority.
Yeah, what your priority should be is, you know what, we've got a pretty big fund here for those of you who lost your jobs. Maybe we can help out.
You guys have been giving for a long time. Let's see what we can set up to help you out.
That would be pretty Christian.
That's what a real church would do.
That's what I think. Say, hey, you know what? Maybe you guys need a place to stay, like after Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, oh, let's close the doors to you. But what do I know? All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Thursday. Happy as it can be. I'm just going to roll right along here. Man, somebody retweeted a Jack Easterby tweet. And I don't know if this is a real Jack Easterby or not. I don't really care.
Does he have a blue check?
No, he doesn't. But, I mean, why would he? He's not really anything, right? But here's what he tweeted out. Positive leaders are demanding, but not demeaning. They're passionate and committed to excellence, but don't run over people to achieve it. Who does that not sound like?
I heard that their cap guy is like looking for a way out right now because he can't stand O'Brien.
Yeah, that's I think Patrick Creighton might have been talked about that weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're obviously, you don't want to go into this time of the season without a cap guy.
It's not like they're gonna do. I mean, it's not. I mean, let's be honest, right? They're whatever they do with these clowns in charge, cap guy's not gonna make too big of a difference. But I wouldn't want to work over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a bad situation. But why would you tweet out something like that? Of course, it was back in August that he tweeted it out. So it's been retweeted today. But is that not the exact opposite of Bill O'Brien?
Oh, that's what I would say.
Demanding, but not demeaning? No, that's O'Brien. He's demeaning. Passionate and committed to excellence, but don't run over people to achieve it? Yo, Easterby, you need to start preaching this to the guy. What the hell?
Yeah.
So, somebody said, I watched a documentary on Don't Bleep with Cats. It was awesome. It was like the investigation show, 48 Hours on Steroids. My next documentary will be ZZ Top. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I love that Don't Mess with Cats. I think I found a couple of shows I'm going to watch, but I'm going to hold on to them until I try them. 330 said, just drove Bush to Friendswood right through downtown in 39 minutes. Thanks, Corona.
Dude, it's been taking. That's the unfortunate thing about me starting to work from home is my normally, you know, it usually takes me about 35 minutes to get home. But it takes me about an hour and 10 to get in.
Yeah.
I've been getting here in like 25 minutes. You know, it's taking me no time at all. And now I'm going to be working from home. I'm not going to be able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, well.
And then by the time I can come back, my guess is the roads are all clogged up again.
Yeah, it's going to be back. It'll suck when they reopen the Galleria.
Yeah.
That'll be when the traffic comes back. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's 12 minutes. And I actually got home in 10 last night because there was nobody on the road. But
well, and in the dystopian future, you know, once there's zombies, corona zombies and stuff like that, I will probably try and take over a house that's close here to the studio. Like, I'll kill whatever zombie, corona zombies living in one of these houses here in the Galleria area so I can just walk to work.
I see.
Assuming that we get to that point.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're going to get zombies out of this, but you know, we're going to have a very screwed up situation here, which, you know, I'm not going to keep punching that dead horse about why I think overreacting is going to be really dangerous in the long term, because we've already done it.
It's too late now.
There's nothing I can do about it except overreact with everybody else.
And then you can say, I told you so, if it's all a disaster.
Well, no, because none of us will be employed.
That's true.
Well, I'll be still sitting at home going, man, I wonder where my food's going to come from. Somebody said, thanks, AJ. Now I want chips and queso. I guess they saw you eating on
that
Twitch.
Wasn't chips. That was chicharrones and queso.
And people saying that, you know, you could set up a stream at home. Not that we want to see you, but gives the Twitchers a chance to.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Weigh in. I actually have the wife has a setup for her job where it's got like a webcam and everything. And she's got like a nice desk and all. But. And as of now, she's still at work, which is good because I don't really want to be home all day. And I mean, not that basically all that's going to lead to is as soon as the ban is lifted, she's going to a divorce lawyer. If we wind up having to be in the same house for every single day. I mean, Harvey almost killed us. This will be worse. But she has a nice setup up there. And if she's not using it, I could easily set something up. I just don't know if people really want to see that. So I mentioned Hunters on Prime is the bleep. I finally will finish that. I mentioned it yesterday. I thought the last episode was fantastic right up to the very, very, very end. And I hated how it ended. But I loved the show. I thought it was really well done. So, so we said, just watch the 30 for 30 on UH. Five Slam a Jam. I didn't know they were that good. How awesome was that team, Fred? Those guys were, I mean, that... What's funny is that was before Akeem Olajuwon really became Akeem. I mean, he was just an athlete that, you know, he was a fantastic athlete, but he hadn't developed into a basketball player yet. And if he had, then nobody would have ever beaten him. But, you know, Clyde Drexler on that team, Larry Michaud, it was just a great team. And when they lost in the final, what a lot of people don't realize is the team they beat in the semis was the Louisville team that was fan-freaking-tastic. And it was like a 99-91 game, and they were just gassed from going up and down the court with Louisville 2 days before.
So. I mean, that's one of the things about the NCAA tournament, whether you like it or not. The best team doesn't always win.
Right.
And, I mean, God, I know I'm in the minority, but most people thought Duke was a lock to win the national title last year. They had three guys that would end up going in, what, the top five or six picks. I mean, it was basically just expected that they were going to win the tournament. But it doesn't always work that way. It's not as simple as who's got the best players. Oh, they must be the team that's going to win. And the crazy thing is, Duke almost lost a couple times before they actually lost. If you remember, they snuck by Taco Fall in Central Florida.
Right, right.
And then they snuck by Virginia Tech, and then Michigan State got them. But, I mean, and that was a team that I think it was the, you know, when the ESPN posts what the percentage of the brackets select, I think that was the highest percentage ever for a team picked to win the tournament was last year's Duke team. They didn't win it. That's.
Yeah, the one difference is back then. Like, I could see that happening with all these one-and-done teams a little more often. But, you know, back then you had guys who stayed for 3 years and, you know, developed together. Somebody says, I used to have a two-beer commute. I can barely finish one now. Well done.
That's good.
Somebody says, now's a good time to binge watch Banshee for those who haven't seen it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Highly recommend if you haven't.
I always wondered, and maybe you probably answer this better than me. Was Jim Valvano was he regarded as a great basketball coach?
No, you're asking the wrong guy. I hated that guy.
Well, obviously, because he beat your team.
But yes.
You were alive when he was in his coaching prime. Was he considered, because those North Carolina States, the team that people forget, and it was a huge upset, certainly, but by the time it was all said and done, that was a 26-win North Carolina State team.
Well, bunch of guys who went on to the NBA.
Right. So it wasn't like some crummy team.
No, I mean, they were – and they
– and he had a couple Elite Eights after that. I mean – but I've always wondered if Jim Valvano didn't win that one championship, what would his legacy have been?
Lefty Driesell, probably.
And if Guy V. Lewis – does win that championship, where does his legacy end up?
Yeah, well, I think it would have been significantly better. It wouldn't have taken forever for him to get in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe their roles are reversed. There's one guy who's going, and if Jim Valvano doesn't win that championship, he probably doesn't get in the Hall of Fame. But if Guy V. Lewis had, there's no question.
Yeah.
And Jim Valvano would have been the one, kind of the bridesmaid,
And Lewis, I think the big criticism was he would just roll the ball out and let him play, which wasn't always fair. But he had some really talented dudes. And, I don't really know what Valvano was thought of going in. But, I mean, he had a really good plan for that game. And I do remember with the interviews afterwards, he went back and found the game where Virginia beat him without Ralph Sampson during the season. And went back and looked at everything they did to win that game. And that was what they put up against UH.
I will say that getting to, five Final Fours in your career is impressive. I mean, not winning one is, that makes it tough.
Yeah.
He's basically the Marv Levy of college basketball.
Yeah, but, I mean, he also made them in different eras with different players. Yep. I mean, it just never...
Made three in a row.
Yeah.
And then he made back-to-back in the mid-60s.
Yeah, well, and... they also had that team that they played the game of the century. I mean, there were a lot of high profile games that they were involved in that he was involved in. It's just they never. Now, back when UCLA was great, I mean, it was amazing that they won that game in the dome. But that UCLA team was just way better than they were, and they proved it when they got to the tournament.
Well, and I mean, it's the losing to the next year, losing to Patrick Ewing and Georgetown. It's not like they lost to a lesser team.
No, Georgetown was better than they were.
Yeah.
And they weren't favored in that game.
Yeah.
But, and they barely, if I recall, I think it was Virginia that they beat in the semis like 42-40. They barely even got to that championship.
God, that sounds like a 2020 Virginia game, actually.
Yeah. Well, I could be wrong about that. Somebody will correct me if that's the case. Can I say something nice about Greg Abbott?
Ooh, tread lightly. Okay.
Did you see that restaurants can now deliver alcohol with takeout orders? The governor set that up, apparently.
Like beer and wine.
Well, I don't know. I think you can get it didn't say just beer and wine on the thing. It said alcohol.
Okay.
I think you can get mixed drinks and like margaritas too.
Ooh.
Well.
See?
There you go.
21 says, I've been hearing we're gonna have the National Guard down here and go on a serious lockdown. Have you heard anything about this? No. And that kind of stuff.
I'm gearing up.
Honestly, I'm not going to tell people not to panic because guess what? I mean, you didn't listen to me before. Why are you going to listen to me now?
Yeah.
But I can't see that happening. I mean, I think that would be beyond overreacting. But Lamont says, all jokes aside, I really hope the situation gets resolved soon because the Gulf Coast is right around the corner from tropical disturbances. I think a couple of years ago, we even got a tax day flood. Things can go from bad to worse really quick. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can worry about that right now.
Yeah.
It's just the reality is we need to just focus on this and trying to get through this as a society, because if that happens, then guess what? We're in an even bigger mess and we'll deal with it then. But I just want people to chill and make the best of what you can and try to help people out where you can. And if you get in an accident, then call my man Lawyer Dave. I even had two people yesterday reach out to me saying, hey, I need Lawyer Dave's number. So that's because there were accidents. And those accidents are still happening, and Lawyer Dave is still kicking ass. Right, buddy?
You got that right, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. Yeah, with all this panic that people are feeling, they're driving like crazy fools, too. I mean, there aren't that many cars on the road, but a lot of them are driving are just nuts. So when you get in an accident, Blitzers, call the police, then call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900. That phone's answered 24 hours a day. Take pictures of the scene. Remind yourself that the insurance companies are not your friend. So when they contact you, don't talk to them again. Make sure you talk to me. Hit me up at LawyerDave.com or call my number, 713-626-8900, and I'll set you straight.
Yeah, and you don't charge for your consultations, and if somebody needs medical attention, that's taken care of. They don't pay a dime out of their pocket until you win.
That's exactly right, Fred. And one of the people you sent over today was in that situation, hurting, didn't have a regular doctor, didn't have the money to go see a doctor. We got him in to a doctor that is the precise doctor that he needs. We've got them all over the area that you can see without any money up front, for sure.
Yeah, and you do hablo español, don't you?
I do hablo español, Fred. And so, if in fact, one of the clients from the explosion that happened out a few weeks ago is a Spanish speaker, and she was much relieved to be able to relate her story and her husband's story to me in Spanish. That was very nice.
All right, give them that number again. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900 or LawyerDave.com or at LawyerDaveLaw is my Twitter handle, or by all means, find me through my friend Fred.
Yeah, hit me up. I'll be happy to get you that information. Need a lawyer? What do they do?
They better dial Dave. You need a taste of your own medicine.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody else on the Twitch channel asking for a friend, will Twitch be available at your houses? I the Twitch guys have been a terrific addition, frankly. So I'd love to find a way to keep them involved with the show.
It won't be at my house.
But I'll try. Like I said, there's a setup there. But, you know, I don't know how to use it. I'll play around with it this weekend and see. But I can't make any promises. But if not, we'll find a way for you guys to stay involved because, you know, I said, frankly, I think the folks on the Twitch channel have been a terrific addition in terms of content for us. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Also, a little shout out to Steven the Weather Guy who wrote what it's like being a sports dad when you're dealing with the Texans.
Mm.
It's like when you were trying to explain to your son about Altuve being a cheater. It's not easy. So
my son has already made the stand. He's like, and he was mad about the Hopkins trade too. And I said, "Well, son, the reality is you don't have to cheer for the Texans. You know, it's not like we live in a world where you can watch whichever team you want any given week." And he just said, "You know, I'm just going to cheer for the Seahawks."
Okay, that's not a bad choice.
I mean, that's what his mom grew up cheering for. So. Yeah.
Well, that's a perfectly reasonable, thought there. Just go switch over to mom's team. Not that the Texans are dad's team, but of course that's where you can get into a little in-house fighting. It's like, oh, mom's a Bills fan and dad's a Patriots fan. Which parent do I like the best? Well, you probably go with Patriots because they win more.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a choice, but. A friend of mine who I worked with at the Chronicle, who was covering, well, he's older than me, so he knows a little bit more about college basketball from that era. Says Valvano was a good but not great coach.
Okay,
so there you have it. Everybody remembers him now from his speech.
Yeah, which was an awesome speech, by the way.
Eh, no one.
Come on.
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Just shut up and get off there. No, it was. And they've done a lot in his name since. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. See, Darius Slay traded to the Eagles.
Yep.
And apparently the Eagles, Patriots, and Bengals were the teams that inquired about DeAndre Hopkins. I can't believe that the Eagles wouldn't give up whatever to get Hopkins.
I'm surprised, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that that was the best deal they could have gotten, though.
It doesn't.
And if the Bills were on Stephon Diggs, why wouldn't they have been on DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, I just don't get it. It makes no sense. And it doesn't matter how you look at it or how you try to approach it. It's not going to make sense tomorrow. It's not going to make sense the next day. It's never going to make sense. And we're not going to know for probably 3 or 4 months what Bill O'Brien was thinking.
I saw when Bill O'Brien was in New England was the same time that Tom Brady was leaving Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
Do you think he called Tom Brady and said, hey, man, I haven't had a talk like this since O.J. Simpson, and I'm tired of having your baby's mama around here. You think he did that?
No.
Probably not.
Because Tom Brady's kind of pale.
Okay. Oh. So they probably...
What do you think? Am I intimating something?
They probably don't mind voting for a guy who has three baby mamas for president of the United States.
Oh, probably not.
That's okay. I guess because he doesn't bring all three of those baby mamas around the White House. Okay. Just making sure. I want to know where the line is drawn with these guys.
How I see it, if you feel your head coach is a racist, you can't say anything about it until you get another team. So, somebody has read a top 10 list of all-time Rockets today. Would you put Harden over Olajuwon yet? Not me.
No.
Nope.
No.
Go out and win a title first. And then we can start having a conversation.
No.
But, yeah.
Is he the best scorer in Rockets history? Yes. Is he the best player? Not even close. It's not even close.
No. I'm sorry. It's not even a debate. If you're doing that, and honestly, I'm not the guy that I try really hard not to be. Back in my day, guy.
No.
This guy was so much better. And I think Olajuwon was great in so many ways because, especially that first team, he was it. He carried that team, and he carried the Rockets for a long time, and found ways to win in the playoffs, which Hymas Harden has yet to do.
Yeah,
but yeah, Harden's clearly second.
Yeah,
I think at this stage, because Clyde wasn't here long enough, and
no.
He was kind of at the end of his career. If he had been here the whole time, that might be a different discussion. Baylor Bear Joe, Baylor fan, Pats fan, and wife is a Texans fan. I'm in trouble. No, she's the one in trouble. You got skins on the wall. I had a friend who was a big time UT guy, and he was married to a big time Aggie. Mm. Needless to say, that didn't last very long.
Yeah, I would think not.
So. I don't even know why that was a good idea, but all right. Somebody says sounds like Wild Bill just wanted to dump Hopkins on the crappiest team. Are they crappier than the Bengals?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, 1 hour in the books, two to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.